Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the Hip Hop Saved My Life podcast. Thank you for listening to the podcast. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Now sit back, because it's time for the podcast.
Welcome to Hip Hop Saved My Life. We are, Rumadge and I are joined, but absolutely disgusting way to start, by the way. We are joined by presenter, comedian, if not already, I would say on the cusp of being a megastar, Judy Love. Hello, Judy.
Oh my
How
gosh.
Are you?
That,
it's true, though, isn't it? We know. Listen, I know you can't say it yourself. We know. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, sometimes.
We knew the first time.
Sometimes
we saw
you just know we're people, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, and we know.
I will. If you're going to put that into the universe, I will take that.
Ramesh told me on the way up here, you've got the X Factor.
Wow.
Okay, first of all,
Judy,
I never said that. Let me tell you something. I do feel like that. I would never say the words, Judy's got the X Factor.
Yeah, I said, are you sure you wanted to say that? What I said.
No, but seriously, Judy, we met, the first time we met was at Wembley, right?
I know.
For the Comic Relief gig.
I know.
And that gig is not an easy gig. No. And you roofed it.
You reckon? I was pooping myself, being amongst all of you guys, like, endless stars, comedian stars that I look up to. It was just like, what the hell am I doing there? Like, how the hell did I get here?
Yeah, we all thought that. And then he went on. And then he went on and smashed it. And we're like, all right, okay, fair enough.
So, and I was dribbling over, like, John Bishop as well.
Yeah, you were.
That does happen.
He's looking hot and sexy.
He's got that effect.
He's the white man you want with the little grey hair.
John Bishop, is it really?
Listen, let me tell you something. There's a lot of chocolate sisters out there that's got a little fetish over Johnny.
For John Bishop?
Because of the...
Fuck off.
Listen, it's the white hair. It's like the silver fox. He's got this real, like, you're like, less. I can't do the accent.
Yeah.
Right?
No, go on, try it.
You're like, less. You're like,
Judy.
Just go there and do it.
I would really like to fucking stick it right up you.
When you're ready.
It's gone Scottish there a bit, I think.
I don't know what that was. Tongue tied.
When
you're
ready.
I was showing him what I could do with my tongue. That's what I was doing. Like, he just got this little sex appeal. Some of you, obviously.
Don't bother, Judy. Let's talk about this. Because Judy tried to fucking... I've got some tea for you right now. Ooh. Judy tried to mug me off.
No.
On... yesterday. I'm in the film Yesterday.
Oh, wow.
Well, a lot of people think
your
I am, actually.
Your English just started to sound like mine, okay? And I didn't do well in my GCSEs. Just know that.
So, I was in the one show with Jamie Redknapp.
We're
promoting this League of Their Own road trip thing. Michael B. Jordan was also on that same show, right? Promoting Just Mercy. Okay. We weren't allowed to interact with Michael B. Jordan, right? Because he was going to the premiere or whatever, they had to be in and out, right? So he comes on the show. He's got this pistachio...
Lime. Let me just get into this, right? Let me just break this down, yeah? From a sister's point of view, right? This brother had on a pastel lime suit. God damn!
Hold on, are you saying, God damn, that's good or bad?
That is good!
Why?
Because... if you can go out there and wear a pastel lime suit and still look like I want to call you baby daddy number three, that is good.
Okay.
That is
Does he not
good.
Just There's blend into the set?
There. What?
Did he not just blend into the set?
No, but do you know what? I thought it was a weird decision because Just Mercy is quite a heavy film.
Yeah.
So I thought it was a weird suit decision to talk about that film. Right, like, but actually it worked.
It's to catch people's attention. Was you not sure about it? Because I saw him and then I lost focus because I saw you.
No. Okay, first of all, it was so fucking embarrassing, right? We came out of there. Michael B. Jordan was leaving and he was going in and we walked past him, right? And we come out and I see Judy just against like this glass, like a fucking psychopath.
What, outside?
Just screaming. No, inside, but like just round the other side. Just screaming at Michael B. Jordan. It was so
embarrassing.
It was so embarrassing.
I was doing it. I was representing for the team, okay? Like, I was like, oh my God. And he was like, hey. And I was like, can I get a picture? And this woman who was his sister was like, oh my God, he can't do that right now. I was like, okay. Well, all right, yeah. Bitch.
And then as I walked past, she went, oh, I was screaming at you, like just, which it feels like, Judy, you were trying to be nice, but actually what it is you're going, that guy there
looks like Romesh.
No, she basically made me, you're basically doing like a charity thing. You're doing a charity thing.
No.
Like you know when the kids run a race and then one kid comes last and you congratulate the kid that won, and you go up to that kid that was absolute shit, came in like 10 seconds after, you go, you did well too. That's how that felt.
Do you know
what you
did? I didn't even know it was you. I just saw like these people and then I was like, oh my gosh, it's like I couldn't get to you. They wouldn't allow me to get to you.
Sure.
And I was like, we know each other, do you know what I mean? Just okay. Like, let the brown people touch.
Yeah, I know.
Just that.
Yeah.
But
thank you.
If I got to...
Thanks for mugging me off.
I'm gonna watch it on iPad.
Well, I hadn't even been on the show at that point. It was a real, like, you really did destroy my confidence before going onto live television. You're smashing it at the moment, man. Not at the moment. You're, like we've said, you're already going to be a megastar. But, wow. Like, you're a loose woman now.
Yeah, I've been on there a few times now, like... three or four times.
Aren't you too young to be on that show?
Well, yeah, let's put that out.
That's
there.
What we
I like being defined as the younger one.
And too loose as well.
Yeah, am I too loose?
No, not too loose. Oh, not okay. Loose enough.
Not
is
loose.
That right?
Okay, can I tell you something? Just stay away from that whole
banter.
This is a little advice for you. If you're going
to
do banter
you
about
said,
that,
do, you said
I said, aren't
here,
you too young? Don't start playing with loose and who's loose. What's wrong with you?
It's the tea.
Well, look, I don't mind being defined as the younger one. That's fine. That's absolute. Bring a little spice and stuff to.
They
set.
Need you on that show.
Do you reckon?
Can I tell you something? You're fucking great on that show. They need to put you on every day. I think so.
Oh,
don't you
thank
think so,
you.
Rupert?
Yeah, I do.
My Twitter has been going crazy.
Has it?
No, I mean, like, it's been going crazy.
About how you disrespected me at the one show.
No. They didn't see that. Thank God. What they've been saying is like, get Judy as a panelist.
Yeah.
Permanent. We want to see, you know, obviously there's been a lot of women of colour who have been like, it's great seeing more black women on the set. Because
But don't
like
wheel
this...
you in as a fucking occasional novelty treat. Do you know what I mean? You need to be on the reg, right?
Yeah, but I might be like that gold treat. You know when you got them special competitions with the quality sweets?
Yeah.
And if you get the gold one, you win the prize and there's only a few of them. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I might be that. So,
that's true.
I'm excited. I appreciate all the opportunities. Wherever I go, I try to kind of make my stamp of just being me and hopefully...
You definitely do that.
Thank you.
If you're not aware of Judy's work, you need to start following her on Instagram.
Yeah.
Are you doing Love Island this year again?
Of course I've done. I've uploaded my fourth episode.
Judy's Love Island Instagram commentary is better than Love Island the show. Right? It's so good.
What do you make of the twins?
Well, the twins, they can't see because I was about to lick my teeth because they're always always licking their teeth. I think the twins, because I was saying it today, basically with the twins, they're not used to being rejected.
Yeah.
They've got the look, they've got the hair, they've got the lips, do you know what I mean? And I think because they're slightly being pushed back, they find it a bit annoying. But my gosh, watch out for Eve, yeah? Because she's the kind of one that's got... She's
Who's
a real
Eve?
Four. Well, I can't tell you. They're bloody twins, aren't they?
Eve and Jess.
Eve and Jess. Yeah. But Eve is the one who's like, you know, we're sisters, we love each other, but at the same time, I know you're my sister, but I will teeth your man. Like, you can see it.
What I found mad was like they had a photo from school. And they look so, like, different to how they look. I mean, that's an obvious thing to say with women who are wearing, like, so
much
done
makeup
up.
And stuff. Yeah.
But you couldn't have imagined that those two girls were going to turn into those twins that we've got now on the show. Have you seen it?
No,
First of all, they're redheads. I mean, that's not a big deal. Obviously, you can dye your hair. But they just look...
So different. Well, this is the world that we're living at the moment, isn't it? Like, if I was to take out these two tracks out of my hair, you'd be like, who the hell are you? Do you know what I mean? But, hey, that's how it goes sometimes. Do you know what I mean? That's why, for me, when I'm on social media, I always try to do a video without makeup or in, like, just my natural hair.
Just to show people.
Just to, like, this is me. Like, I'm not frightened of showing, like, myself without makeup. Mm. And at the same time, it kind of gives other women encouragement that, you know, if you want to just glam up for a little while, there's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with going back to your natural state.
Sure.
So I think that's what it is with those twins. They've been rejected by Mike. Do you know what I mean? I can't lie. I'm excited for hashtag Black Love.
Yeah. Black Twitter is going crazy for this.
What, hashtag Black Love?
Yeah.
Yeah, because we've not seen it on Love Island. We've never seen a black man and a black woman, like, be together. And no disrespect to anyone who might be dual heritage, but I mean, like, full black.
Full black.
Yeah, they're both side of their heritage, mum and dad. So that's exciting for us. We're not dismissing any other cultures having love, but sometimes there's so much negative.
But it's worth less, slightly.
Well, I just feel like there's so much negative portrayal of black relationships.
Got you,
that
got
it's
you.
Good that that's in there. Let's hope it lasts. It's lasted longer than a day, so I'm happy.
Well, listen, Naz...
Naz is good. Listen, hook Naz up with me. Caribbean and Indian, isn't he? Yeah. Or Caribbean and Pakistan, one or two. But he's gorgeous, nice guy. I think he's too much of a good guy.
Yeah, he's a bit... There's a bit of egg there, isn't there?
There's a little bit of egg there. Yeah.
He's got to work on that.
He has.
I just get it. Just how long was it after he arrived in the house? 30 seconds before the Aladdin quote started coming out? I mean,
how rude.
It's fucking insane.
And he just smiled.
It's fucking insane.
But he took it and he just smiled away. I felt away when he was not picked. Do you know what I mean? I felt away. I thought, oh my gosh, this is going to be like Yuande last year. Is that her name? Sorry.
Yeah. Yuande, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's her name. Shame. Yeah. I was fighting for her and I was, couldn't remember.
What the fuck's that girl's name?
I was fighting the cause for.
Yeah, sorry, that's last series shit.
Yeah.
I give a crap about that girl now.
I felt like, oh, we're going to see this all over again, but it's going to be more in like the Asian community.
Listen, Asian men, I'm telling you this as an Asian man, ethnicity-wise, we're low on the attractors. Like, you know, in terms of like people's perception of who they like to go for, right, I'm telling you.
That's crazy.
No, I'm telling you. I'm telling you, Judy.
I think these things come with, it's labels that are put. So I think with black men, the label that they're going to have big penises, that's what adds to their sex appeal. With white men, the label is they're going to have good credit.
Yeah.
Yeah? You might get inheritance.
And Asian men, it's mental arithmetic.
Asian men are going to have businesses.
Right, yeah, sure, yeah.
That's what, you know, there's all different labels that are put on people. So depend on where you are in your life.
But that's not sexy.
Of course, listen, I'm looking for a man with a pension.
Yeah, so if you've got having a business, having a business... Having a business, come on, Judy.
That's a good thing. I can send my cousin over on a working visa.
You can't say that at night. You can't hope a girl thinks you've got a business at a nightclub. You're chatting up a girl.
Well, they need to chat me up. I want a man with a business.
Okay, fine.
Okay, I've got lots of family in Jamaica. Okay. We need
visas. I think you're just being nice.
Get a business, working visa, come over and work in my husband's shop. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, so you're talking about this illegal shit. Yeah, fair enough.
No. What I'm saying, I'm not saying illegally. I'm saying there's, you know, there's each man, each individual have qualities about them. That's what we need to work on, the individual basis.
Sure. But what I'm saying is just on paper, in terms of like the league of ethnicities, Asian, all I'm saying is Asian men ain't high up there. That's
I've
what
got
I'm
to
saying.
Research this.
I think you should look into it, but... First of all, he's the first Asian bloke on Love Island, isn't he?
I know.
Yeah, and then for the first Asian bloke to get mugged off so hard. It's bad.
Don't you think maybe it's because I think in society-wise, I feel like you don't see as many Asian men dating outside of their ethnicity. So maybe that's why.
Yeah, but you know the worst thing is, like when I started going out with Lisa... We get much more stares from Asian people than we do from white people. Just like
really?
Old Indian women.
But That's a shame.
You look mixed. You look like you've got Caribbean, or you look like you could be Caribbean, but the dark kind of like Indian tone Caribbean.
Thanks. I take that as a compliment.
You better.
Yeah, well, I have to. If I took that as an insult, that'd be a hugely controversial
wouldn't it?
Start to this, wouldn't it? So, Judy, listen, we're all going to be a megastar. We know that, so that's all done. You're a hip hop fan, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is it right? You were just with. Are we allowed to talk about? You were with Will I Am. Just
yes,
now.
I was. I'm wearing him across my chest.
Yeah. He was on Loose Women.
How was he?
He was nice. You know, you just don't know whatever's going to come out of his mouth, really. Mm. But he was really nice. I've met him once before in a really beautiful, expensive restaurant when I went on a date with a millionaire. Just had to drop that in there.
How did that happen?
What, when I went on a date with a millionaire? Yeah. It just
happened. Asian guy.
No.
Big business.
It just happened, babes. That's just how you do it.
Yeah, I get it.
Do you know what I mean? Okay. So I went on this date and he was there, and then I was just, obviously he was having his social time. Didn't want to be like a major mega fan, but he took a picture of me and he was like, oh my gosh, you got eyes like my auntie and da 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 da. And
then Is that a good thing to hear?
Well, kind of auntie bit, but like the family, yeah. I took that, okay. Yeah. Don't know what the eye looks like, but I took the eyes, yeah. And then when I saw him today, he said to me, oh my God, like, I've met you before, your eyes.
Like my uncles.
My dead uncles, could you imagine?
He's bored of his child mind.
He said it again, you got eyes like... my auntie did it. And I was like, I've met before. So it was really nice to know that. He's not the kind of person.
Are you worried
that
but what if he says that to everybody?
No. It's like the way he looked at me, it's like he jogged his memory. And I was like, I've met you before.
He looked at you and he went, should I use that line that I always use or not?
That's quite weird.
I'm not going to crush my little fantasy.
I'm joking, Judy. Right? I'm sure.
He was nice.
You've got eyes like his auntie. I'm sure you have.
And he was on there promoting his bigger Black Eyed Peas comeback.
Do you know what? I don't even remember him saying that, to be honest with you. I just heard him talking about the voice.
But Judy, you're a hip-hop fan.
Yes, I am.
How did you get into it, Judy?
Do you know what? Oh, okay, so early age, it was people like, don't look at me like that. You know, I was going to say the name, but don't. Like Crisscross, that was my first like.
Nothing
like
Crisscross back then. Okay, yeah. Crisscross.
That was my first little.
Rest in peace, Cross or Chris?
Is it?
Okay. Chris. First of all, it's Mac Daddy and Daddy Mac.
Yeah.
So I don't know what you did.
One of them's not jumping.
Oh my God.
Oh.
It's too soon for this shit.
Gosh.
It's not. It's a while ago.
I've never heard him go in like this.
But his name's Rupert, so he's not easy, really. Do you know what I'm saying? Come from the military times.
Got you, mate. Yeah. You there.
And that's quite a West Indian name, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it is actually. Yeah.
Rupert! How you're supposed to say it, like that. It's strange.
You're into Crisscross?
Yeah, I liked Crisscross.
But did you like the album?
I don't remember the album because my mum was hardcore, so it was like...
What do you mean?
Like, hardcore West Indian.
Right. You're not allowed to listen to that?
Yeah, unless it was gospel or something, then it wasn't really... You know, you couldn't listen to it.
You had to listen in secret.
Yeah, I had one of them old school... You remember the tape players where you'd open it and put the tape in and show that?
Nice.
The head, yeah.
I know how tape
like 70s style.
70s, no, you've gone too far there, Rupert. 80s, yeah, late 80s. It was Crisscross. And then...
That's a mad thing to have to listen to in secret. Crisscross.
It was just...
Do you know what I mean? Where would you
listen to it in secret?
Like NWA, I get. Do you know what I mean? Two Live Crew, I get. Crisscross.
Just all... It's like, we didn't just play like music like that out too tough, unless it was Anita Baker or Randy Crawford or something like that. Do you know what I mean? So, or Dolly Parton was like one of my mum's favourites, and Bob Marley and all the rest of it. And then I think as I got a little bit older, like... I went through a phase where I was just take that.
For real?
Yeah, I was take that.
Are you still into them?
You know what it is? When I hear their songs, like 2 years ago, they did like a Christmas special and I don't know what took over me. I mean, from my head to my toe, I was take that all the way. I was singing. So I like that kind of being able to remember back and reminisce. But I was on the take that thing. That's all I was on. And then I went to this girl's house who was like a friend. It was a new kind of friend. You know when you're at secondary school, your first year, you've got a set of friends and then you're kind of coming into yourself a bit more, which would probably be my black culture.
Yeah.
And I went to her house and she had Sky and I heard Biggie.
Mm.
And I was like, what the hell? Junior Mafia. Duh, duh, duh.
Yeah.
Duh. And I just was like, oh Take who?
Players, rub your dicks if you love hip hop.
Rub your dicks if you love big pop. This kind of shit happens every day.
Rub your dicks if you love hip hop. Bitches, rub your titties if you love big pop. Got you open up the words I say behind. I'm surrounded by criminals, heavy rollers, even the shiesty individuals. Smoking skunky mad fillies, beating down Billy badasses, cracks and stacks and masses. If robbery's the class, bet I pass it. Shit get drastic, I'm burying your bastards. Big Papa never softening. Take it to the church, rob the preacher for the offering. Leave the fucker.
And then I was like, where do I get this music? And they were like, oh, you can go on to radio, it's Joseph M. Da, da, da. And I remember coming home, and that was my first song I recorded on a tape.
Right.
And as I was recording it, the tape ran out. So I had to, you know, you have to press it so it turns over.
Yeah.
And that I remember that being my first, like, hip hop song that I had taped, and was like, from there, it was just, it was just
great start.
Yeah, right. Biggie, Tupac, Method Man, Wu-Tang Clan. Who's that group who sang I Got Five on
Loonies?
Yeah, ooh. I was obsessed with them, and everyone, all the boys, was wearing the long puffer jackets. Nas was a bit more, it was more conscious for me. I wanted to hear about the booty shaking and all that.
You know, there wasn't enough booty shaking in Nas.
I wasn't as into him, but he looked good. Yeah. He looked good. You know what I mean? But Biggie was my guy.
Yeah.
Mm.
So Biggie was sort of, Biggie's lyrical concerns were more sort of.
I don't know if it was the concern. I think it was the way that his voice was so distinctive. Yeah. Like, I connected with him because on the mic he sounds fat. Like
yes,
how
he
I
does,
sound,
yeah.
But,
you know, he's, you can hear, husky.
Husky, you can hear the voice and know there's some girth behind that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I think when you hear my voice, you hear that there's something behind that. There's something meaty behind that.
Yeah.
So I just like the way that he had this like slight slur when he was rapping. Mm. Like slight slur, and it was very distinctive.
Yeah.
And then I was caught up in all the beef between him and Tupac. Mm. And I found that Biggie's music was hip-hop, but it had this real slickness over it, like a real slick little R&B slickness. Mm. And I just, that's what I was just,
loved it.
Yeah, Ten Crack Commandments.
Yeah.
Oh, that album as well, one of my favourites.
Life After Death.
Yeah, that was one of my favourite.
It's a great album.
Favourite, the double CD.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, with him at the front, I think there was a casket in the back.
The cover,
predict is what I'm saying.
The cover, I'm not a big fan of, I'll be honest with you.
No, it's very dark.
It's very dark. Mm. I like, because his first album cover's great, The Baby.
Yeah.
Love that shit. Mm. The second cover, I wasn't feeling it.
Sorry.
Do you want to call your daughter?
You've got to call your daughter, haven't you?
Julie's got to call her daughter.
Sorry.
It's all right.
This is motherhood. I bet I'll call her. It's like I pay her phone bill for her to...
It's ringing.
Oh, how you it's go? Ringing. Oh, I know who she's going to say. Will she answer the phone? She just called me and now I'm calling her back. She don't want to answer the damn phone. This is what I'm saying with these kids. She's been...
Hello, Mum.
Hello. Where are you?
I'm going to go on the 101.
Okay. Who's your favourite hip-hop or MC person right now?
Stormzy.
Okay. All right. I'm recording. Bye. Love you.
Wait.
Can you collect your...
Can you ask if I can get him later? Can you send me the £40 so I can fix the phone?
Come off my phone. What's your big
thing? No, you remember I said it's out of my account and I'll give you back the money.
Oh, babes, I'm with famous people right now.
One.
Just do it, please. Because I don't know.
Does she know the podcast? Ask her if she knows.
No, don't ask like that. She won't know. And it'll just be human.
All right, babes. I'm going to send the money now.
£40, please. Thank you.
£40? Are you having
a... Why I used to get £1 a week.
Listen. Because,
basically,
I need to just
to
check.
Because
last time he did pay back, I last time he did
late.
So I don't know if this guy is just... Yeah.
Okay, bye.
You got a good mum, though.
Bye.
I love you. Collect your brother. Bye.
Love, tell her I'll be coming a bit
later. Just get your ass there the normal time. Bye.
But I need to fix the phone.
Bye-bye.
That phone call to your daughter cost you £40.
Yeah.
I'm just going to breathe. I'm just going to
breathe. What happened there? Did she start speaking in tongues?
What happened is they see me on goddamn TV and think that I've got money. That's what the damn problem is, okay?
I know you're doing a podcast.
I just can't believe this crap. What it is she had someone...
She sounded frustrated.
Yeah.
She's just... No, that's her playing. She's
How old
not,
is she?
She's 14. She's not that upset. She knows she's ramping with me because, okay, social services might hear this. Yes, no, she's very got a really great relationship. We talk about things. She dropped her friend's phone, and I'm one of those people who very much believe that if you broke something, you have to pay for it. So
that's quite a good value for you.
Yeah, and she's got to get it fixed. And to be honest with you, she's got her own money, which she's going to
use. So she's going to give you the money out of her
Yeah,
account.
I don't let her travel with the money, so I'm just going to send her...
Well done, you're a great mum. Well, I don't know that. I'm basing that on this one incident. I don't know what you're like outside of this.
I'm a good mum. She has to call back later and actually.
I'm sure you are. You give the impression that you are, but what I'm saying is I don't know enough about it to sort of give a full assessment.
Just take my word for it. I just said 40 quid.
I believe you.
The Caribbean in me needs to come out a little bit more as a mum, you know?
Yeah.
If that was my mum, we'd all be dead right now.
My dad. You say that, but then my dad was constantly complaining about how disrespectful I'd be. He goes, I have to tell you things. When my dad used to just have to look, and I'd know.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? My dad was always like that, saying shit like that to me.
But my mum was the mum who did just look, and I knew.
My sons say no to me.
No way.
No.
You just heard my daughter. She was just the fact that it's so natural for you to be like, Mum, just send me the £40. There was no £40, £10 more, that's half of £100.
Yeah.
It's like, just the £40, yeah. Do you know what I mean? Loose women, hey. Whoa.
Yeah, but you're getting that loose women cheddar now, aren't it?
Do you know what? I had one, someone came on my comment and said, yeah, you go, sis, you get that white woman's money. I was like,
holy shit.
I'm done with you. These people... comment some crazy ass stuff on my thing. But yes, my daughter is a lovely girl. She is.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Have you been following the Stormzy Wiley beef?
Oh, have I been following? Yes.
What's your take on it?
Okay, so look.
First of all,
Let's tell people what the beef is.
So basically, Stormzy did a tune with Ed Sheeran. We know this tune. With Ed Sheeran, right? And Wiley started going at Stormzy for doing a tune with Ed Sheeran. And Ed Sheeran's trying to be grime now. And like, Wiley was just sort of accusing him of being a vulture and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Annoyed with Stormzy for putting Ed on the tune. And then Wiley just became obsessed with it. So I was posting up photos on his Instagram.
Yes,
there's one photo I found funny from the video. They've just taken a snapshot and it sort of looks like...
What, like just on his
Stormzy, phone? Stormzy's got his head back. And Ed Sheeran sort of leaning to it. It looks bad.
It does. And they're both in tracksuits, isn't it? Yeah. That was so funny. I feel like Wiley was like, it has been the UK version of 50 Cent.
Yeah, 100%.
He has done some stuff. But what he did in this little battle, what he did, which I was like, this brother is taking the piss, is when he put the video up of Stormzy and his mum. He put a video of Stormzy and his mum. Mm. And it just went so far. And I think, I was concerned, but at the same time, I think lyrically, Stormzy won.
Right.
Yeah. But I think if you are a real, like, grime or hip-hop artist, not artist, but fan, then you'd understand about when you're doing a battle, about when you're having a clash, that Wiley did some stuff which would only be known to people who really understand the Clash of being able to draw out Stormzy.
Yeah.
Wiley just kept on throwing little seeds and then Stormzy was coming back hard. Mm. Like, if Wiley had more stuff, I think Stormzy would lose because he held back a little bit. But I also think I respect Wiley for the sense of, like, all right, young buck, you think like you're the new godfather? Let me push you and see if you can clash me.
Yeah.
Ask your mum where she knows me from. Broski, I'm the coldest, Don. Where was you when you wrote this song? You was looking for a motive, Don. I've done more for you than your dad has. You didn't cheat my dad, so don't backtrack. My little bro shouldn't have sent, and that's facts. But nice me, you got a face. Mike, you ain't slapping anybody in the face. I will spray up your house and be proud. Whole street looking, cause the shots them allowed. Tell all your man they better sit back down, cause this Mac 10 ain't got a friend in town. Kick all the doors off, even your mum's one. Hold on, you and your mum owe me a lump sum. Hold on, you and your mum should come and see me. Bring a suitcase of money, kites like you wanna be me. Dead, all in farm if you're dead.
Cool. Even though it was an awkward moment, Stormzy had to raise
his bar. And I think it's a sign of respect that Stormzy has for Wiley that he even bothered to respond. Because, because most Stormzy fans, if we're being honest, Wiley's obviously the creator. Do you know what I mean?
He's been awarded, isn't he?
Yeah, he forever has to be respected for what he's done, right? Mm-hmm. But most Stormzy fans don't know who Wiley is. That's the truth of it. And now, as a result of what Wiley did, one of the most incredible PR campaigns we've ever seen.
Proper.
Do you know what I mean? He's got Stormzy to respond to him. And Stormzy did it because anybody could diss Stormzy, right? Stormzy's going to get dissed loads because he's number one. Do you know what I mean? So, like, everybody's going to go at him. And Stormzy's not going to give a shit because why should he respond to these people? But Wiley went for him. And Stormzy responded. That's a sign of respect to Wiley. And Wiley didn't, you know, Wiley gave as good as he got, do you know what I mean? Like, if I see your mum down Croydon Market, I'm going to snatch the weave off her head.
He took them to the point where it got into the papers.
Yeah.
It was in the Sky News, it was in the
It was
Metro.
On BBC News website, BBC, they were dissecting it.
It was a lot. It was a lot. I was just, it had me, like, 1 o'clock in the morning, waiting for Wiley to drop his second disc.
Where's it at now? Is it ended? Or?
Well, they did. Stormzy's done two and Wiley's done three, right?
Yeah.
And that's where it's finished.
It's finished because Stormzy said on Still Disappointed that he's not doing no more of that. But now Wiley's selling it on iTunes.
I like Stormzy's decision to have the mug, to have the coffee mug. I'm just doing this before I have breakfast.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
With a little fag on the spliff. I think it was done really well. Fantastic PR.
How the fuck did Stormzy make a video of that standard? Wiley's video, let's be honest, it looked like he just took an iPhone onto a rooftop, right?
Yeah. Old iPhone.
But Stormzy's one, he's got clean, like neons flashing in the back and all
but
that.
But it's Stormzy. All he needs to do is phone couple man them, whoever his agents or he's working with, and it's that's big money behind. Like, it's just that's how it is.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Ramesh, you could do that. You know what I mean? If you had to do a music video or just comedy.
Yeah, if you had any of the requisite talent. Yeah.
Who's your beef with? Or a rival podcast?
Let's go for Semtex. He's got a hip-hop podcast, hasn't he? Let's take him out.
But I think it was good. I think it was good.
You liked it?
Yeah. And when I think about it, just brought me back to old school hip-hop. When I think about, I know obviously I loved Biggie and that kind of era went on for a little while and then it was just more in the R&B. And then I think when I got to my early 20s,
Which you're in now.
Yes. My love of hip hop changed to people like Mos Def, and who I really fell in love with was Talib Kweli.
Yeah. Crack to our own out the back of our homes. We smell the musk of the dusk and the crack of the dawn. We go through episodes too, like Attack of the Clones. What till we break a bag and you hear the crack of the bone? To get by, just to get by, just to get by, just to get by. We commute the computer, spirits stay mute while your ego spread rumors. We survivalists turn to consumers, just to get by. My son's second name is Talib. Really?
Yeah, I've given my son the name Talib.
That's how much you love Talib Kweli?
That's how much I loved him. It means to have knowledge, and I've met Talib Kweli.
How did this happen?
I met Talib Kweli when I met Dave Chappelle.
Right.
Dave Chappelle came over.
Fucking hell. Are we going to have to get like a dustpan and brush for all these names you dropped?
Loose Women. Yeah.
I'm a Mary J. Blige, Faith Evans. Yeah.
Okay, so how did you meet Chappelle?
So Chappelle came over, did a show.
You know what fucks me off about you, Judy? Is that she's sitting here pretending that she got gassed about being at the Wembley gig. And she's met Chappelle, Talib Kweli.
Come on, I was with some of the top
Do you know
British...
what? You're a bullshitter.
No,
what? Yeah, that's the same thing when you mugged me off at the one show.
What the? Mugged...
This
Have
is the
my
beef.
Back, Rupert.
Here we go, here's the beef.
This is the beef, right? Yeah. Listen, I was honoured to be at Wembley Arena.
I'm joking.
Honoured. And then Dave Chappelle was like, he came over and did a show and he wanted to meet some of the like local comedians.
Is this like, up the, is the this Up when, the Creek one?
That one I performed at.
You performed at the Up the Creek one?
Well, I performed at one of Dave Chappelle's shows.
Okay, this is pissing me off now.
Right, so basically...
You didn't get on.
Okay, so the first...
No. Dave Chappelle doesn't know who the fuck I am.
He knew, right? Well, he's mad... Yeah.
There you go.
No, carry on with this story.
So the first time...
And then we'll wrap this up.
This
is pissing me off.
When was this?
The first time I met Dave Chappelle, I think it was 2018. Mm. And he was at Brixton Electrics, is that what it is? Yeah.
He's not listening.
And they asked to bring some of the local comedians. It was me and another guy called Slim and Kojo. Kojo knows Dave Chappelle quite well. Mm. And went round the back. But as I got there, I realised...
Well, hold on. What do you mean went round the back?
Well, Talib was performing. Okay. As we got
you made
there,
it sound so seedy.
The they allowed us to come round the back. Chill with him. Okay, so we went round the back and we was there chilling. And I was, you know, sitting next to him and... I was just like overwhelmed, and Dave was like, "What do you want, man? What do you want out of comedy? Like, who are you?" He was just grinning at me, like, "Who are you?" Like, not saying like, "Who is she?" but asking me, "Who do you want to be on the stage? Who are you?" Really giving me like a one to one.
What's your voice?
Yeah, what's my voice? I was just overwhelmed because he was there and Talib Kweli was there, and it was just so much for me to take in. Mm. And that's how I met Talib Kweli. And I was like, oh my gosh, am I going to be a video vixen girl? Whose dick's going to be my hand first? And then I said to myself...
who would you have gone for out of Chappelle and Talib?
If you had the choice.
Ooh, yeah. I think because I... Dave.
Really?
It's a hard... that's a hard...
Hopefully.
That's a... I don't know.
Telling me off for telling jokes.
It's too much. I don't know. They're just so amazing. Hopefully. And that's when I met, Dave. The second time I met Dave.
Yeah. Did you remember the first... Did he remember?
Yes, he did. He
How did you know? You said you got eyes
like mine.
Yes! Come on, Rupert.
Rupert.
We said it at the same time, to be fair.
No, you got it.
He did a show in Backyard and he wanted some local comedians.
He's obsessed with local comedians, isn't he?
Yeah.
Chappelle guy.
Yeah, and ones that are not on the mainstream as much, I think. Yeah.
So what? First of all, Judy, don't throw that in there. He never said that. First of all, very selfish of you, by the way, Judy.
What?
Because he came the first time, some local comedians come, and you turn up. Second time, some local comedians come. You could have allowed.
I was the only female on the bill, and I was asked. I didn't know anything. They just contacted me like the day before, and then when I turned up, I'd see Dave at the door and this other guy, I think he's the manager, and they were like, "Hey, Judy." And I was like, you remember who I am? They were like, "Yeah, we watch you on YouTube." I was like, "Shut the front door."
This story is...
And me and Dave Chappelle were sitting there. He was saying he felt tired. I said, "Do you need some West Indian food? You need to go and get some oxtail and rice and peas, skin and patch." And he would listen to me and he called their assistant, and then when we got him some West Indian food, we were sitting there chatting. Oh my God. Okay. When I met Kevin Hart, though, I swear down. But it doesn't, obviously, like, I'm here with you, innit? So, you know what I mean? But Talib Kweli, his album that really got me was Reflection Eternal. There's a song on there called Four Women.
Yes. Oh my God, Judy!
Let me tell you, it gets me every
single time. Oh my God, that song. I got off the 2 train in Brooklyn on my way to a session. So let me help this woman up the stairs before I get to step in. We got in a conversation. She said she 107. Just her presence was a blessing and her essence was a lesson. She had her head wrapped, a long dress that peeked out the back like an antenna to help her get a sense of where she was at. Imagine that, living a century. The strength of her memories felt like an angel had been sent to me. She lived. That is a song, right? If people think hip-hop is like misogyny, materialism, you put that record, that is an adult, that is a grown, beautiful record.
When I first heard that song in my early 20s, you know when you hear something and then I had to stop and think, hold on, what am I really listening to? Hear it again, and it makes me feel emotional. It was on repeat. I repeated that song because I had to digest every single piece of it. And then I feel like as a woman, especially as a black woman, that one song, there's so many different times in my life that I can listen to it and use it and push me through or makes me think about something, whether we're in my 20s, 30s, when I'm in my 40s, you know, when I get married, when I have kids. The first part of it, when he's talking about the elderly woman that he met and she went from the N-word to coloured to this to that, right back to the N-word again. I need a poster. Like, it's one of them for me, that song, I'm probably going to sit down with my daughter and let her hear it. There's four women on there. There's one of them is a prostitute, I'm sure of it. One of them is an older woman. This is so many.
It's amazing.
It's such an amazing song. And that song, definitely, I feel like it contributes to, you know, the kind of woman that I've turned into, the sense of listening to that, and I can hear stories that I could think about my mum's pain or think about a sister that didn't make it or someone, a single mum that's struggling or actually living your best life. That's how I felt about that song. And then the album, from there on, I went to Quality just to get by. That song got me by through. And then it just,
Do you follow him on Twitter?
I think so.
He's gone.
I'm more of an Instagram person.
I don't think
he's on Instagram, but
on Twitter, he's like on some... I'm not criticising him for this. He's on an anti-Nazi mission, right?
Really?
And the shit he gets, he's just battling. He's just like constantly taking on people.
Yeah, that's the problem, I suppose, when sometimes you are put in or labelled into a box of just being woke or conscious.
Yes, yeah.
People feel like you're the person to go to fight for. You becoming like a campaigner for everything. Yeah. And sometimes you need to just let your music talk.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Let your presence talk, necessarily, and actually get on the keyboard. And so you like Talib Kweli as well?
Mate, I love Talib.
That album in it, Touch Me, Touch Me, mate. Touch Me. Touch
One,
me.
Two, three, it's Mos Def and Talib Kweli.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Manhattan keep on making it, Brooklyn keep on taking it. So relax, we're taking it back. Red Hook where we're living at. Clearly got me struggling and hustling and bubbling. It ain't about production and what is we discussing? When the cock crows, my crop grows and they want me to rock flows. Driving for perfection ever since I was a snot-nosed colosso. True original, B-boy apostle. Standing on
what, one of most Def songs, I can't even remember the... Uma.
Yeah.
That's another one. Is it true that Mos Def was banned or not allowed to come to the UK?
I don't know if that's... I don't know. Is that true?
There was I remember a couple... Do you remember this a couple of years back? Saying he wasn't allowed to come into the UK or he was banned or...
I know that... All I know is that there's been... I think there's been more than one occasion where I was under the impression I was going to see Mos Def and then that eventually didn't happen. I mean, I know that.
That's his excuse.
I couldn't tell you... why that is, but that's quite commonplace for American rappers, isn't it?
Yeah.
At least when I met Mos Def,
I'm loose women, weirdly.
Yeah.
I'm taking a piss.
Every person.
I swear to God, I would have just ended this and then this would never go out. I couldn't bear it. I couldn't bear to hear it. So, what are you listening to now?
Do you know what? I'm listening to now... who am I listening to? It's not hip-hop, though.
It doesn't matter.
Well...
Depends how far removed from hip-hop it is. Go on.
Obviously, Stormzy... No,
safe space.
Stormzy, Dave.
Yeah.
Dave. Dave is just... I think he's another lyrical genius. I think he's...
Can we talk about... do you know when Stormzy headlined Glastonbury?
Yeah.
Do you know at the end of it, when he brought Dave out?
Yeah.
And then Dave was about to leave. Have you watched that clip?
No.
So Dave was about to leave and Dave stops. And he says, I just want to take this moment to say how big a deal it is that this guy's... sort of bigs up Stormzy. Stormzy had his top off. And Dave sort of kept putting his hand on, like, his chest. Ooh. And Stormzy felt quite uncomfortable about it. I think, like... Putting your hand on somebody's naked chest,
sweaty,
quite a big thing, and Stormzy just sort of moved it. I think it was an awkward moment.
You really? really? Or actually, I do remember. Don't you think I saw it as he was like, "Nah, come off it, mate. You're just as good as me." Like,
no,
stop this.
I think he was like, "That's my nipple."
Was he trying? He's trying it a few times. He's pushed him away.
No, he put it on him. He was sort of chatting really nicely.
Yeah.
Obviously, I love Dave and I love Stormzy. But he was just sort of had his hand there for a bit. But that's probably the better interpretation of it. I'm going to watch it again.
Think about it from my...
I'm going to watch it again, thinking about it from that angle. And obviously, you'll have the opportunity. You're probably meeting Dave and Stormzy for coffee tomorrow.
I've met Stormzy twice.
How come you've met Stormzy twice?
Well, the first time was at a show, a award show, Black Magic Awards, and the second time I was invited to Maya Jama's birthday party.
You didn't...
You know how, like, people get offended when people sort of assume that black people know each other? But I think with your case, it might be true.
It was just... So that's where I met him and stuff.
Yeah, I was at that party.
Was you?
Yeah, but you blanked me.
Was you at Maya Jama's party?
No, of course I wasn't.
You wouldn't have gone either.
You think I'm going to invite a fat old man like me to Maya Jama's birthday party?
Of course they... Come on, what's what I mean?
He's outside.
So you listen to Stormzy, Dave.
Dave,
what else?
I do like Jay Huss.
Yeah.
His song that he had out, is it Maybe? Or Must Be?
Yeah.
That song that he's brought out is a little genius, that one there, because he's got the rapping over it, but he's got, you know, the instruments in the background. I love it.
I seen a man fucked up, seen a man locked up, blammed up, chopped up, downtown up top. Man get the guap up, the man get the drop top. Girl in a crop top, man get the thumbs up. Cutty got his funds up, outside non-stop. Five man, one block, eating out of one pot. You coming like Rambo, who's really unstuffed? Homeless Colombo, sitting by the bus stop. Let a couple man go.
Music that's not hip-hop, I'm in love with Daniel Caesar. Yeah, at the moment, he's brilliant, isn't he? And there's one.
This is what I don't like about you, man.
Why? What?
Because when
my wife's a big fan.
No,
we're doing.
No, listen. It's fine that you like Daniel Caesar. But let me tell you something. We've talked about all these hip hoppers. He doesn't say shit.
Oh, right? I'm nodding.
And then as soon as Daniel Caesar gets brought up, he's like, right? He did this. You know,
that's
the last.
Good impression,
you know, the last time he did this, somebody mentioned Madonna. Right, and he got all excited. This is what,
get excited.
You're a producer and co-host of a hip hop podcast.
Yeah,
just hide
the character.
Hide your lack of qualification.
It's
not a character. Hide your lack of qualifications to be involved in this podcast a little bit better, please.
Okay.
Disguise
that's a note, is it?
Because right then, it's the first time I've seen you properly in the room.
He was well excited
I've been in the room for ages.
He was like, yeah.
Oh, no. Sorry, I tell a lie. The eyes of the auntie callback.
You snatched for that. The loose women joke.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
That was a mistake.
Yeah, horrible,
I didn't mention
that's
as a favour to you. Yeah, there you go.
That deserved a sweet. I thought I had one, but it's not there.
Are you looking for a sweet there?
Listen, they had three sweets downstairs.
There's loads of pencils here.
I don't want pencils. I'll take a few later, but I want sweets. That's what I'll take for them later. But no, I think Daniel Caesar, like I said, my love right now, who Rich's music self, if you saw the look that he just gave you. Let's see if he knows this guy. I went and saw him in concert twice and I've met him as well. PJ Morton. Have you ever heard of him?
No, but I'll definitely.
This guy is like a Daniel Caesar, but he's got a very soulful kind of voice. He's just phenomenal. I saw him last week and I saw him last year. And
last week when you saw him, was that in concert or just?
Yes, I got guest tickets.
You got guest tickets.
Sorry.
Oh man. Hip hop gripes.
Apart from those people, there's not any more hip hop people. I feel like hip hop has changed over the last.
Yeah, is this your gripe?
Okay. Yeah, I feel like you know,
normally ask this question.
Oh, sorry.
But do you know what's happened? Is I've made him feel uncomfortable with the Daniel Caesar thing.
No.
And now this fucking cunt thinks he's hosting.
Have you got any gripes about hip hop?
Yeah, well, are you really asking me?
No,
we're asking him. No, what do you like about why has hip hop changed?
I feel like hip hop, it's really got very slack. All right, it was always a bit slack. Not slack, but like, you know, it was a little bit like, hey.
Yeah.
Hey, and the ballers and the girls whining next to the car. But now it's just like, it's just, it, there's no substance to it, I find. Yeah. And a lot of the music is... Mm. I don't know what you're saying.
Zebina and Jebina.
Zebina and Jebina.
Shana and Chang.
Zebina and Canada.
Zebina and
That's what I'm saying.
That's actually quite a good tune.
Take it that way.
It's quite a good tune.
Take it and make it. Take it that way. Take it and make it. Take it that way.
Are you saying take
it that way?
Take it that way.
Naughty by Nature wasn't doing that kind of
no,
stuff. And I
no.
met when I met them, oh. yeah, I swear
they
that.
They said, your eyes.
it's just not the same no more.
No,
like, I feel like, as well, with the UK hip-hop as well, whether it's hip-hop or grime, for some reason, a lot of artists now are using the N-word. I don't know where this has come from.
Yeah, you don't like it?
Nah. I don't. Because I find, you know, for my kids, I've got...
What about in stand-up, when you hear people using stand-up? How do you feel about that?
I don't really hear much
Chappelle
UK.
Drops it all the time.
Yeah, in Americans.
Yeah.
That's Americans using it.
Different,
it's
yeah.
fine. But I feel like they've always had that culture of... We've owned the word.
I know what you mean. So a British person saying it, it feels it just, stronger, doesn't it?
It feels uncomfortable
because
I think we wasn't really singing that ship of we own that word, we've taken it back.
We never
used to use it. So in Americans, the Afro-Americans, I feel that they've always had that battle of, no, actually, we're taking back ownership of the word and so on. So using it over here now in all of the songs, I'm just like, it just doesn't make no sense. And for my kids, I suppose, being born over here, they know what the word is, but they probably don't hear it as much. And now all the songs, they're hearing it in all the songs. Their first association to that word is going to be more positive because it's like, oh, it's in the songs. It's okay to say it. And I don't want them to feel like it's okay to say it. So I'm finding that songs are coming on, I'm like, okay, we can't listen to this. Or we can't listen to this, or find a clean version, or and it's just, it's tiring. Because it messes up the flow. If you have to take out every single word out of a track, it just messes up the flow.
Plug one, plug two. Guest plugs for you.
Well, look, Judy, we're out of time.
No.
That's how quick that's gone. You have been an unbelievable guest. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
What
would
you say,
Rupert?
Best guest yet?
Yeah, I think so.
No, stop that. Didn't you have my husband on the other day?
Who's your husband?
Kano.
We did have Kano on, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, what, have you not met him? Oh,
why?
Shame.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
Are you going to...
Am
gonna,
I going to hook it up?
He did a Judy love story.
If it was
name dropping too
if
much.
It was in my power to do so...
I'm going to...
Mark my words, I wouldn't.
I'm throwing it into the universe. I'm going
She'll
to...
Get him
I'm,
anyway.
Shall I tell you why? Because I did a video and he responded. So I know I'm going to meet him. Right?
How did he respond?
He was like...
Please stop posting this on my wall.
No, he was like, love it, thanks sis, big up yourself.
Oh, you did a video about him?
Well, I did two. I did one about Top Boy. His face! And I did one about Kano because basically after Top Boy, everybody was in love with Kano.
Right.
And I was saying basically, bitches, back off, okay? Because we liked Kano before he was the brother in Top Boy. So just back off.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And respond.
That sounds quite unhinged, but okay.
You're going to do a video about us?
Yes,
about
I am.
Podcast.
I am going to do a video about the podcast.
Judy, let's do a... Why don't we do... I like this Love Island thing. I think this
is a runner. I think we should do our own... commentary on one of these shows.
Actually, do you know what? Actually, the truth is, I think you're too good. I think I would ruin it. I would love to do... Let's do one. I'm not.
No,
gonna,
you wouldn't ruin
I would
it.
Ruin it. No,
You've
because,
got your kind of deadpan...
No, but I think you have...
It's a good double
I think
act.
People come to what you do for a very specific reason. You've got a very specific flavour. I think people get annoyed if I came on it. But I think we should do one.
No, I think... I personally think it would work.
All right.
Because, like, when I'm all excited and I say something and then... You might just notice something and you say it in such a straight tone. It's like, you saw it as well.
Let's do it.
It just goes, and it's like that second punch. Yeah.
And then the third punch from Rupert, like three times in an hour, he'll come up with an absolute...
It's just that little bit of extra salt.
Yeah. Little bit of chili.
See? White man can season the team. What I'm doing.
Little dry chili. Little dry chili flakes come from.
No man, in the salt. It's salt. You're the chili. He's the salt. I'm the black pepper. What a mix.
Wow.
Judy,
made
what
me hungry?
What have you got coming up?
I've got my BBC radio show, which is every Wednesday, 8 till 10. We're up for an award as well.
What radio station?
BBC Radio London. I think it's the Guildford. Yeah, I can't remember.
Okay, well done.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. And
fingers crossed for that.
Oh, fingers crossed.
The Radio Guild.
Yes, that's it. Radio Guild. Up for that.
Well done.
Thank you. And I'm hoping to go on tour this year.
Nice.
Yeah, so I'm just finishing off my one woman. Very nervous about that. And I've got a few TV stuff coming out. And yeah.
That you can't talk about.
Yeah, yeah. And Loose Swimming, hopefully I'll be on there again.
Yeah.
More of my videos and whatever else anybody wants to throw out to me, I'm
this
here.
This podcast.
And hopefully my own podcast. I really want to do my own podcast.
About, so about what?
I just like my Real Talk, because I had my Real Talk show online, but now I want to do it in a podcast base.
Yeah.
And I have this idea about... I'm not even going to say it because someone might steal my idea.
Yeah, don't say it. But listen, if you haven't checked out Judy Love, she is going to be, if she's not already, like a massive star.
She's got the X Factor.
Her stand-up's amazing. Every time she's on TV, she smashes it. Her Instagram's great. You check her out if you haven't done already. She's absolutely amazing.
Thank
you so much for coming on the podcast.
We
appreciate it. And we'll see you soon. Rupert, goodbye.
Bye.
Bye, Judy.
Bye.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.